Hey, cashiers. We Have the Receipts podcast is coming at you live from Netflix is a Joke Fest in Los Angeles.
Chris, are you kidding?
No, Netflix is a joke, Courtney, but this is not one of them. Our listeners in LA have the chance to join us for a live recording of our podcast, We Have the Receipts, hosted by me, Chris Burns.
And me, Courtney Revolution.
Join us and a few surprise guests from your favorite Netflix reality shows on Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at a secret location in Hollywood.
To be announced.
Get your tickets for the We Have the Receipts live show at tudum.com/WHTR. That's Tudum, TUDUM.com/WHTR.
Tickets are limited. If you can't make it to the show, we still want to hear your beautiful voice. Leave us a message at speakpipe.com/WeHaveTheReceipts.
You may even hear your own voice on the show.
Grab a ticket at tudum.com/WHTR.
And we'll see you on May 4th in Los Angeles. Bye, cashiers.
You're listening to What and Why on Skip Intro, a segment where we tell you what's streaming on Netflix and why it's worth a watch. All right, I have with me here today Maddie Saff, who is a manager at Netflix Q, but I like to go back into the analog world, and I think the simplest description is she is our international bureau chief.
I'll put that on my business card.
All right, Maddie, it's great to see you again. Thank you for tuning in with our 9-hour time change. What's happening in London these days since I left?
Well, I feel like we need some Britpop music to play us into this because we're with The Crown and we are in the 90s.
Ugh.
The era of Rule Britannia, the Ginger Spice, a Union Jack mini dress, David Beckham. Your favorite time, my favorite time. I'm glad to be here.
That was my decade.
It was the decade in which I was born, but I feel like I was there in spirit.
All right, so The Crown, the what and the why. Let's have it.
I have to admit, The Crown is what made me want to work at Netflix in the first place. And I've been wanting to talk about it since I watched it. I think the exciting things about this season, we have a new cast, something that, you know, creator Peter Morgan's been doing every two seasons of The Crown. We've gotten a new cast, and here we are with season 5. So we've got Imelda Staunton as Queen Elizabeth, Jonathan Pryce as Prince Philip, Dominic West as Prince Charles, and Elizabeth Debicki as Princess Diana. There's so much going on here. The season's dripping with tension. It can be hard to watch at times, but so worth it. And once again, the entire cast and crew of that show just make it one of the most spectacular pieces of television. Gladly will say it's my favorite TV show of all time, and I can't wait to see where it's going to go next. But in this season, we get Charles and Diana's marriage falling apart. We get the Queen grappling with difficult time in the family, difficult time in her personal life, a large fire at Windsor Castle, her beloved home. So there's a lot of pain, but there's also a lot of fun, a lot of joy that can be found in some of these episodes. And I personally, you know, I'm always there for the fashion. We get a lot of great Princess Diana outfits, including the revenge dress. So yeah, it's a really good season.
I, too, love The Crown. I mean, I always find myself watching and Googling simultaneously to see. Oh, wait, I kind of remember that. Let me see. Is that the actual dress? Oh, yes, all that stuff. Well, thank you very much, Maddie, for joining us, and we will find you again soon.
Curious what else the Q team is watching? Head over to Netflix and search Q's Q for more recommendations. That's Q-U-E-U-E, initial Q.